You have a very visually interesting video on YouTube for your song, Killing Hands. How did you come up with the concept for that one?
So our studio is in a really old building in Vancouver. It was one of the ones that survived a big fire that took out most of downtown. And it's on the Haunted Vancouver tour. And from what we've heard, the hallway that that video was shot in is where all the spirits hang out. And the song itself is quite dark. And for me, anyways, it's about how bad relationships can stick with you. And even if you know you're making bad choices, it's hard to choose a different direction, and that, you know, those choices can end up haunting you. So it was just playing on that idea of being haunted by bad choices and then, you know, being haunted by the ghosts in our building.
It's funny because right as you're talking about that, the sound of the sirens in the background is distorting in a way that makes me feel like the spirits are interjecting. I understand that Suffer the Children is planning to release their debut EP in the near future. Is there a theme to the songs in the upcoming collection?
Well, I wouldn't say that there's a theme. Like, we didn't really intend to write a themed album or EP, but it definitely has a through line that is more melancholy. And I think that comes across not just in the lyrics, but also in the mood of the music. All of the songs are kind of, they're about the darker side of humanity, whether that's the darker side of ourselves or on a larger scale, humanity in general. We all have that shadow self, right? And for me as a creative, that's a really interesting place to explore. And it's also sometimes a very challenging place to explore because you have to be vulnerable. And I feel like in film or music or visual art or dance, whatever it is, that vulnerability has the ability to really capture people's attention and make them feel like there's something inside themselves that responds to that. And the hope is that people will get something from it, regardless of whether or not that's exactly what we were thinking when we wrote it. Apathy is the worst. It's like, if you love it or hate it, that's great. At least you have some sort of feelings about it. But if the worst thing would be if, you know, someone listens and they're like, meh.
You have created album art for other artists as well, and I've seen an amazing picture on Facebook of your art in progress for your new EP. It's so interesting and cool the way you've managed to find a way to have all your different modes of artistic expression intersect. But when do you most feel in your element personally? When you're writing, painting, songwriting, performing on a stage?
Well, that's a hard question. I mean, for me, the goal as a creative has been to try and find a place where all of these different things can coexist in one practice and not feel like I'm jumping around from one thing to another, that there's some place where they can all play nicely together. And for me, this project has given me the opportunity to do all of these things that are really important to me and have them all make sense together. I grew up as a dancer, like basically from when I could walk. Both my parents were dancers. My mom had a dance studio. My university of education is in dance and writing. And so for me, that space for most of my life was the spot where I felt most at home. And that's, this performance aspect is sort of the next step for us, I think. And I'm really excited about developing a live show, and I'm hoping that, you know, once that enters the picture, like, all the dots will be connected. And I can't say what that will look like exactly, but I'm excited to find out.
Do you have a website we can go to keep track of your new releases as well as hopefully some performances as well?
Yeah, we do. Sufferthechildren.band, and we are at Suffer the Children on Instagram, and we're on Facebook and Twitter as well.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Someone to Lose. You're the vocalist on that one, and there's another amazing video for it on YouTube. What can you tell me about that song?
That song is probably the first song that I ever felt like I liked the way I sounded once it's recorded. I've never really considered myself a singer, and I've been much more confident writing for other people than I have writing for myself, if anyone else is going to listen to it. So just putting that song out, it was going back to that place of vulnerability for me in a whole new way. The song itself, it started out as a song about feeling like I was losing family, feeling like I was losing friends for different reasons. And then once I finished it and I had some time to look back on it, I realized that it's really a song about feeling like I'm losing my dad, because he has Alzheimer's and he's still at the early stages. You know, he still knows who I am, but just looking ahead to knowing that I'm going to lose my dad before I actually lose him, and thinking about what that means for me and what it would feel like to lose myself and know that I'm losing it. The experience of waking up with pieces of yourself missing is incredibly unsettling. And so I guess that's, you know, that's what it's about for me.
It's amazing that you deal with such difficult topics and yet at the same time have songs that are so listenable and engaging. Shalom, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
All your